There are a number of ways to measure entrepreneurial activity, but what about social media, and specifically Twitter? Researchers from ASU and Michigan State did just that, looking at tweets from people identifying themselves as entrepreneurs and the connections between them. The research also included following a few hashtags like hashtag smallbiz and hashtag entrepreneur. Elizabeth Mack is an economic geographer at Michigan State and one of the authors on a paper about this. And Elizabeth, can you tell me more about this research you were doing?
Well, we're seeing a proliferation of sort of big data sources, and Twitter data have certainly captured the interest of a lot of researchers. And I think one of the questions we try to answer in this paper is to what extent might they be useful for analyzing entrepreneurial networks? Prior to this study, or to our knowledge, most people had been doing network analyses using surveys. And so this limits the ability or the size of the network studied, and it's certainly a very time-consuming way to go about network analyses. And so our question was, number one, Twitter data is not good for all types of work, but is it good for looking at connections in entrepreneurial networks? And if so, what types of information might it provide the research policy and entrepreneurial community? And so the short answer to the first question was, yes, it is useful. And in this paper, we mapped out counties with entrepreneurs active on Twitter that interacted most with other counties. And so that provided some interesting results in terms of geographic connections between entrepreneurs. And so in the paper, we found some networks that were across the United States between well-known entrepreneurial hubs, so Boston to San Francisco or New York to San Francisco. And then we also found more localized networks on sort of the southeastern corner of the country.
You mentioned that you did find that this data is useful. I'm wondering if entrepreneurs are more likely to be on Twitter and know how to use it. I can just imagine, you know, if you're sort of a one or two person shop starting something up, you might not have time to be doing a lot of social media type work, depending on what kind of firm you're working at.
That's true. So that's one of the arguments that we said in the paper. You know, Twitter data aren't useful for all kinds of research, but entrepreneurs have an incentive to make their companies as visible as possible on as many media outlets as possible. And we do talk about this in the paper, that we do feel that they have the technological expertise and the educational background to be active on Twitter. Whether time is a constraint in terms of tweeting, that's another question.
So in those connections that you identified, the Phoenix area was only linked to one other place, which is San Diego. And I'm wondering if there is a lot of entrepreneurial back and forth between those two cities, or if it's just a matter that a lot of Arizonans spend time in San Diego, or we're just two cities that happen to be very close to each other?
It's probably a little bit of all three of those things. So what we did find, I know a lot of people that fly Phoenix to San Diego. One of the things we found out in terms of explaining these connections, who interacts, you know, number one, we were trying to figure out who interacts most with whom and then why in some analysis at the end. And airport connections were a significant factor. And so that airport connection between the two cities is certainly relevant. We didn't talk about this in the paper specifically, but in my conversations with Phoenix entrepreneurs, a lot of them are very active in California and try to maintain connections with California. And so that would also explain that particular result.
How much do you think that you can use this data to determine which areas are entrepreneurial hubs, as opposed to which ones are communicating on social media with other hubs?
I would say that's the retweet activity. So who's initiating the tweets would be important, and then who's listening to those tweeters in terms of retweets. That would be an indication of which places are most active in terms of initiating the tweets, and then who's paying attention to those places. And the retweet activity would be an indication of followers of those particular tweeters.
Do you think that there are other social network platforms or other online platforms that might be equally as useful as Twitter in finding this kind of information out?
My first instinct is to say Facebook, but that depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about as well.
Yeah. And that's something interesting. So I'd done some interview work with Phoenix entrepreneurs trying to understand how they use the internet, what are the problems and prospects. You mentioned the time piece is really problematic for them, and that's something that definitely came out of my interviews with them. But depending on the age of the person that you were talking to, that drove the outlet that they were using and also the industry that they were in, that drove the platform that they were using.
Elizabeth Mack is an economic geographer at Michigan State University. Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you're listening to The Show.